Hello friends, welcome to Relationship Matters Podcast. I'm glad to have you again this week. Fumilayo Adekwaju speaking, your relationship expert. A few months ago, I released a podcast on building bridges, where I explained why you need to build bridges in your life. So let me quickly do a little recap before I dive into what we have for today. I mentioned the importance of bridges, that bridges connect you from where you are to where you ought to be. Also, bridges are linkers from one place to another. And so, good relationships, valuable relationships are like bridges that link you to your destination. You know, we have people that have been hurt, and the best way they think they could safeguard themselves was by building walls and putting up the fences. People are lonely because they build walls instead of bridges. Because you didn't have a pleasant encounter with someone does not mean you should shut your mind against every other person. In fact, bridges join people together, but walls divide them. And interestingly, bridges and walls are made with the same material. Have you ever heard of the phrase that says, "Don't burn bridges because you may need them one day"? You know, there are some relationships that you don't need to burn. For example, if you're leaving a job, you don't have to speak ill of your colleagues or employer. It's wisdom to live well and right and not burn bridges with the people or the organization, because you can need them someday. And so, you must know that people are very, very key to your progress and success in life. The same applies if you're relocating from a particular area or changing church or school or what have you. Anytime you're moving into a new season in your life, you don't have to burn bridges. People have gained employment, promotions, you know, had access to something that has transformed their life by simply building the right bridges. So you must take note of that. However, today, I'd like to emphasize on the flip side of this line of thought about bridges. Do you know that there are some bridges you need to burn, and there are some walls that you need to erect? The truth is, if you must move into the future that God has for you, sometimes you have to burn bridges. You know, the phrase "burn your bridges" comes from a military strategy during ancient times, where troops were ordered to burn down the bridge after crossing a river so that they couldn't retreat and the enemy couldn't follow them easily either. And that is why you hear something like, "No retreat, no surrender." Very interesting. You are not meant to burn people. You are not meant to hurt people or use people. But there are places, there are habits, there are paths, there are some relationships that you must not go back to if you must move forward into your future. So let me quickly give you about 5 types of bridges to burn. There are a lot of them. But let me, for the purpose of focus, let me give you 5. Number 1, burn the bridge to your regrettable past. A man that stays glued to his past will never, never move forward. How does your past look like? Have you taken decisions or steps in the past that have landed you in regrets? You must keep it behind you if you must move forward. Number 2, bridge of unhealthy habits and attitude or character. You know, these are habits or character that do not support your vision. Imagine a man that says, part of my financial goal is to become a billionaire by December 2021. And you know, this person is given to sleep. Can sleep 8-10 hours daily. That person is a joker, because this kind of habit does not support where you are going. And so if you have a financial goal, then you must study billionaires. How is their routine like? What are the things they give themselves to that is helping them and has made them to get to where they are? And so, every unhealthy habit that will not support your growth or support your vision achievement, they are bridges that you must learn to burn. Number three, bridge of ungodly relationships. You know, there used to be a very popular word that says, show me your friend and I will tell you who you are. Well, I need you to take note of this. Show me your friend and I will tell you where you are going, your destination in life. Ungodly relationships will not take you anywhere. So you must recognize them and give them a break. They are bridges that you need to burn. The bridge of toxic relationships or toxic friends. In one of my episodes on the power of relationships, you can check it out. I explained in details the characteristics of toxic relationships and how to deal with them. The truth is, these are people in your life that are time wasters. They are value vampires. You know, they deplete your energy. They use you to achieve their own cause. They never care about you or what you stand for. All they want is about themselves. They are like parasites. So if you keep this kind of people in your life, it is to the detriment of your own destiny. So if you love yourself, you need to identify them. They are bridges that you may need to burn if you must move forward. Number five, the bridge of hatred, bitterness, and unforgiveness. The truth is, all of this will cut you off from your desired destination. So who is that person that you are keeping in the prison of your heart? It is even doing you greater harm. Who is that person that you are bitter towards? What kind of hatred do you have in your heart concerning someone? All these things are bridges that you must burn on a daily basis if you must move forward into your desired destination. And you also need to consciously erect walls against anything that will hinder you from reaching your destination. John D. Lemon says that if the bridge to your past is burnt behind you, then you have no choice but to travel the path into a successful future, because actually there is no past to go back to. So you just have to keep moving forward. Remember Lot's wife. Looking back at those bridges, it's only a permission to stay behind in life. This is an action point for today. Remember that the first and most important bridge in your life is God. So you need to connect with Him genuinely and it will take you to your right destination. Number two, if you must move forward into your destination, you must burn every bridge that keeps you in your past. Take note of that. Identify them and burn those bridges that keeps you in your past. Thank you for listening once again. Till I come your way again, see you next week. God bless you.